African leaders meeting in Kenya yesterday called for an immediate ceasefire to end fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. They also criticized the world's largest United Nations peacekeeping force for failing to protect civilians and end the violence that is engulfing the eastern part of the country. Meanwhile, renewed fighting raged in Congo between the army and rebels outside Goma near Kibati, where about 45,000 refugees remain. Communications officer for Caritas, Michelle Hoff, outlined the problems facing the most vulnerable people in this conflict.
We're receiving reports from the people on the ground in Congo that there is quite a bit of sexual violence among the people who have been made homeless by the unrest in Congo. The living situation for people in the camps is appalling. There are difficulties for hygiene and also for access to basic facilities. There have been reports so far of cholera outbreaks in some of the camps. Aid delivery has been difficult. In some cases, aid agencies have had to actually suspend operations. Caritas has been distributing food. We've launched an appeal for $1.5 million. Caritas is also very concerned about the situation of children in Congo at the moment, the issue of child soldiers. And there's also the fact that many children, if they don't get food immediately, they're going to become malnourished. And we've heard reports from a person in Goma that children have been marching for days, basically fleeing their villages with their families.